You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
I'm afraid lunch might be a bit late. I'm not as speedy as Jill.
Oh, that's all right. I was coming to tell you not to put the roast on just yet anyway.
Why not?
Shula's just rung to ask if it's okay if she drops in on her way back from church. She'd like a word.
Oh, did she say what about?
No, she said she'll explain when she gets here.
Oh dear, that sounds ominous.
It's a bit worrying, yeah.
She's the first of your siblings we've heard from.
And the one most likely to try to persuade us not to sell to Justin Elliott.
That's what I was thinking. Oh, David, I don't want this to cause a rift in the family.
It was bound to be controversial.
OK, Mum. Yes, I'll tell her. You too. Bye.
Oh, dear. That didn't sound good. He's still on the breathing machine, then?
Yes.
But the whole point of the tracheostomy was to help him breathe.
I think he's less distressed.
Come on, Tom, I know there's more.
The doctors are disappointed he's not improving more quickly.
Oh. Poor Mum. She must be devastated.
She was trying to be brave.
I wish I could have spoken to her.
It was such a snatch call. You know what it's like trying to ring from a hospital.
No, I wasn't blaming you.
You'll see her this afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, I'd better get home. Rob's insisting I have some lunch before I go.
Good. And Henry must be missing you?
Mm, he's being very sweet. He knows how ill his granddad is.
Well, I might give Rob a call later about arrangements for next week, if he's still happy to give us a hand.
Yeah, of course he will be.
Well, that's really good of him. I mean, Johnny's doing sterling work,
but Rob's happy to help. Oh, Tom.
I know.
It's such a relief to have you home, just to have you here on the farm. We've missed you.
I've missed all of you too. Mum's face when she saw me for the first time.
Oh, heartbreaking, wasn't it?
I felt so bad.
No, no. You're here. It's a huge comfort to her. Had Mum spoken to Gran, do you know?
No, I don't think she's had the time.
She'll want to know the latest. I'm surprised she hasn't rung up already.
She'll be at church, won't she?
Oh, yes, of course. It's just I don't like keeping things from her.
We're not doing that exactly.
I'm worried it'll be more of a shock for her if... Well, if Dad doesn't start getting better soon.
I know. I've been thinking that myself. Why don't you talk to Mum about it?
Yes, it's such a special service. Singing O Come Emmanuel and lighting the first Advent candle.
Yeah, a long time since I went to one.
It makes you feel Christmas is really on its way. Oh, and I think the children's service is on the 19th, last day of term. That's always nice too.
I don't suppose you came here to talk about Christmas though, did you?
No. Sorry, I'll get to the point then.
Thanks.
Yes, I'd like to take my money out of Brookfield.
What?
Really?
Yes, I want to cash in my share, if that's all right with you.
Of course it is.
Wow.
I presume you've heard from Kenton and Elizabeth already. I realise it might depend on what they want to do.
No, no, we haven't. You're the first.
Am I? Mm.
Yeah. We're surprised too.
Just a bit.
Well, I'm surprised myself. I did give it a lot of thought.
I'm sure you must have done.
And I reached the conclusion that as you were going to sell Brookfield anyway...
Yes, we are.
No going back from that.
That changes everything. Having shares in a family farm in Ambridge is one thing, but having shares in a farm somewhere in the north... No offence, Ruth.
None taken.
It's still a family farm. It's the only way we could carry on.
I understand that, David. But I shan't have any emotional connection to it. It would just be an investment.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I was a bit taken aback that you're selling to Damara Capital, though.
It was the best offer. And there's so much we can do with that money.
Oh, for me too. It's such a tough time for all stables, especially on the livery side. But with that kind of capital...
You'd put it all into the business?
Yeah, of course. I'd go for the high-end market. improve all our facilities. Think about schooling horses for shows. I'd take on more staff and improve my own qualifications. Well, there's no end of things I could do.
You have thought it through.
Oh, it would be exciting, too. I'd be able to do some of the things I've always dreamed of.
And Alistair's behind you on this?
Oh, yes. He may have some tough decisions to make with the practice, and it would take the pressure off him if I was the main breadwinner for a while.
Mm.
And, well, with Dan grown up and gone, I really need a project of my own to get stuck into. I think it could be good for all of us.
Well, I'm really happy you feel like that, Shula. Of course, practically speaking, there isn't much we can do until...
Sorry. Oh, it's Elizabeth. She's invited me to Lower Loxley for lunch. Would you excuse me while I just take this?
Yeah, of course.
Take as long as you like.
Hi, Elizabeth. Yes, sorry. I'm just at Brookfield, but I shouldn't be much longer.
Well, I wasn't expecting that.
Neither was I. It's good, though, isn't it?
Yes. I suppose it is.
So, are you all ready for the big opening tomorrow?
Yes, it's looking lovely.
Good. Well done.
I went round the living Christmas trees in the Arboretum yesterday evening. It's beautiful.
Oh, I always thought that was inspired.
And Freddie and Lily have already been out on the ice rink. It was nice to see them so cheerful.
Yes, Christmas is well and truly underway.
These potatoes look done.
And that's the table set. Shall I call the children in?
Not just yet. Sit down, Shula. There's something I want to talk to you about.
Oh, that's a coincidence. There's something I need to tell you, too.
Do you mind if I go first?
No, of course not.
Right. I've decided I want my share out of Brookfield.
Oh, Elizabeth, that's extraordinary.
No, please, let me finish. I was afraid you might not approve.
That's not what I was going to say at all. The thing
is... Well, the thing is that this money could make all the difference to Lower Loxley.
Yeah, I know it could. That's
why... I have so many ideas about how I could use it. It's safeguarding Freddie and Lily's future.
Of course it is.
Oh, I'm glad you see it like that. I think Dad would have too, although I'm sure he hoped the farm would never be sold.
Yeah, but if it was, he would have wanted us to have the benefit.
And you're not just saying that?
Absolutely not. I've been thinking the same thing myself.
But what's Mum going to think after what happened last time when I wanted my share?
Oh, this is quite different.
You think so? You don't think Mum will be cross with me?
Oh, I hope not. Because she'd have to be cross with me as well.
What?
I just told David and Ruth I want my share too.
Really?
Yes. They were surprised as well.
I thought you'd try to talk me out of this.
Why? I don't know who elected me the conscience of the family.
Why didn't you say something before?
I was trying to.
But you haven't spoken to Mum about it yet then?
No, she wasn't there. She's having lunch with Carol. And now I want to tell her myself, of course.
Yeah, of course.
To be honest, I was quite relieved. I wasn't even sure how David and Ruth would react.
Weren't they pleased?
They seemed okay about it.
I mean, it will be better for them, won't it, don't you think?
I hope so. But it is awfully final. Oh, I never thought... Oh, well.
I know. But, Shula, what else could we do in the circumstances?
I wonder what Kenton's thinking.
You haven't spoken to him?
No, I thought it was better if we all made our own decisions individually.
I thought he'd be first on the doorstep.
Maybe he doesn't want the money.
Kenton, not want money.
Oh, well, I'm in no position to sit in judgment on him.
Well, don't beat yourself up. Selling Brookfield was a done deal.
That's what David and Ruth said.
At least something positive will come out of it this way. Well, that's how I look at it.
Yeah. Well, the sooner you tell David and Ruth, the better then.
So that's it in a nutshell. I'd like my share out too.
I see.
If that's okay with you.
Right.
Well, it is, isn't it? I mean, Shula said you were fine about her taking hers.
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, no, it's just we weren't expecting the two of you to pitch up on the same day.
Well, I had decided before I spoke to Shula about it. She was the surprise.
To us too. Well, you wait for one bus.
I'm glad you're pleased. You are, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, very.
David?
Yeah, of course I'm pleased.
Good. I hoped it would make things easier for you.
How kind of you.
Oh, it'll certainly make things easier for me. That huge debt I took on to convert the dairy buildings. Oh, to be free of that.
Oh, that's great, Elizabeth.
But don't worry, I'm in no rush for the money.
Good, because we haven't got it yet.
But there'll be no problem once it comes through. The sooner this is settled, the better for everyone.
Of course.
We'll make the proper arrangements.
It would help if we knew what Kenton was thinking.
Well, that's always a mystery.
We should look in the yard. He's probably just pulled up outside.
Johnny said I'd find you here.
It's good to be doing the pigs again.
He said he'd offer to do it for you.
He did, but he's done enough for one day.
Yeah, he did look pretty tired.
It's not a penance. I like being up here.
Tell me that in February when it's been raining for 2 weeks and you're up to your armpits in mud.
No, Helen. I've seen the light. There were plenty of pigs in Canada, but they weren't these pigs. Mine. I missed them. I've just been telling them so.
Well, I hope they responded politely.
I should never have gone.
You're back now. Don't beat yourself up. Not when there's so much else to worry about.
I know. So, how's Dad?
Oh, Tom, I don't know. It's difficult to tell when he's covered with tubes and surrounded by machines.
Yes.
Every time I go, I'm looking for some improvement, but...
You didn't see any?
No. Well, I don't think he looked any worse.
I suppose that's something, isn't it?
It feels like it's been ages, just one crisis after another.
It's only just over 2 weeks, Helen. It's going to take time.
But if he doesn't turn a corner soon...
He's holding his own. Maybe... That's all we can hope for at the moment.
Maybe.
How's Mum doing?
She's holding her own too, just about.
What did she say about Gran?
She wants to wait until there's some better news.
How long is that likely to be?
Well, she certainly doesn't want us to spoil Gran's Sunday.
That's a good point. Not today, then?
No. Just say he's much the same if she rings.
And hope we get some good news.
And if we don't...
Let's wait and see.
Oh, another cup of tea, darling.
Oh, go on.
Yeah. Just think. This time next year, we might be seeing Christmas in our new house.
Yeah, or this place might really be ours. Buying Lillian out would be my priority.
Or maybe we'll have the money to do both.
Until I've talked to Dave about it, we won't have anything.
Ah. When are you planning to do that?
Oh, I don't want to seem too eager. You know what a fuss there was last time.
Yeah. I wonder what Shula and Elizabeth think.
Well, Lola Loxley just eats cash.
Yeah.
But Shula, she's still recovering from the idea of them selling up in the first place.
It'd be better for David and Ruth if this was just all settled.
That's true. Maybe I'll give them a ring tonight, then.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it off much longer.
No. So, is there anything else I need to do this morning while I'm out and about?
I know it ain't your favourite job.
Hmm?
But we do have an awful lot of stuff that needs recycling.
I wish I'd had a bit more time to get ready.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gran.
It was such a shock when you rang.
I know. I should have called round.
No, that would have been worse. Now tell me again.
Mum was worried. She wanted you to see Dad because...
I thought he was better. I thought the tracheostomy would be a turning point.
So did I. But this morning, when Mum got there, she found that his temperature had suddenly shot up.
But why?
That's what they're finding out.
He must have an infection.
I just know they're treating whatever it is with strong antibiotics.
So it must be an infection, surely.
And that's why Mum... Well, she thought you ought to know... and that you might want to come.
It's good of you to drop everything to take me.
No, I wanted to.
There's so much to do on the farm, though.
Johnny and Jazza will cope, and Rob might be able to come by later.
And Helen's in the dairy, I suppose.
Yes. Although, she might come to the hospital too, if...
It's all right, Tom. You don't need to say any more.
Mum thought I should try to prepare you.
There's no need. I know what you're trying to say.
Hello, Kenton.
Oh, hi, Dave. Fancy seeing you here.
Yeah.
I was planning to ring you this evening, actually, but, well, could we have a chat now?
Yeah, fine. Hang on, just let me put the last couple in. Yeah. So, what did you want to talk to me about?
Brookfield.
Thought it might be.
Yeah. Now, I've thought long and hard about it.
I'm sure you have.
And I've decided that, well, I'd like my share out, if that's all right with you.
Right.
You know, the way I see it, Dave, well, you've hit the jackpot, haven't you?
Apart from having to sell the family farm.
Well, of course, that was a painful decision.
Yeah, it was.
But to get such a windfall price, you know, we'd all be daft not to take advantage of it.
Yes, we would.
I mean, there are so many things that we could do with the money.
It's a great opportunity.
Mm. And for you too. I mean, it's a gift, isn't it? You'll be able to do pretty much what you want up there.
You've come round to the idea of Mum moving up with us, then?
No. Well, that's up to her, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And, yeah, I'm glad I don't have to feel guilty about asking you for my money.
Well, that's another bonus.
You having a go at me, Dave?
No. No, how could I? I'm taking the money myself.
And what about the others? I expect Elizabeth wants hers, too.
Yeah, she does.
Don't know how I'm going to tell Shula. Bet she'll give me a hard time about it.
Well, I shouldn't think so. She wants to take her money out, too.
Really?
Yeah, she was the first. Came round to Brookfield straight after church on Sunday.
Really?
Mm.
Amazed.
Yeah, so were we. And then Elizabeth came round on Sunday afternoon to ask for hers.
Did she? Wow.
I know. For once, Kenton, you're last in line.
It'll do Mum good to take a bit of time out.
Yes, she must need it.
His bed's just in the corner.
Right.
Now, he might look... Well, you should prepare yourself for a bit of a shock.
He couldn't look worse than he did when I saw him just after the accident.
It's just... It takes some getting used to.
Yes, sir. Thank you for warning me.
Just round here.
That's Tony.
Yes. Gran, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I'll just sit down.
Are you sure? Can I get you anything?
Maybe a glass of water.
Okay. I shan't be long.
Oh, Tony. Tony, my dear son.
Well, I've spoken to Shula.
Oh, right. What did she say?
What Dave told me, really. Lots to do at the stables. Too good an opportunity to miss.
Well, same as us, then.
Yeah, I guess. I do think she might have given me a hint about what she was planning. We are twins.
Oh, that's a bit of a surprise.
Yes, it is. And I think Elizabeth might have given me some notice.
Why should they?
We're usually on the same page where family money is concerned. A little solidarity wouldn't have come amiss.
Oh, solidarity about what? You're not in competition for the money, are you?
I suppose not.
I mean, the main thing is David was okay about it. Well, he was, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. A few quips, but that's to be expected. Though he's hardly in a position to throw stones.
But there is enough money. He'll be able to buy all of you out.
Enough money? Blimey.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. Take your point.
No, Dave's got nothing to worry about now.
Yes, all done and dusted.
Exactly. No responsibilities to his brother and sisters anymore.
So everybody's happy.
Yeah. I suppose they are.
So, that's it. They all want out of the farm.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
I suppose so. I know you wanted it all sorted out before you got to Preda tomorrow.
I'm not just that. It'll make it much easier for us, now we know where we are with the rest of the family.
It's true.
It might have put you in a difficult position if one or two of them wanted their shares out and the others didn't.
Well, we could still have paid them.
But it would have muddied the waters. This is so much cleaner.
Yeah. I'm just a bit surprised, that's all.
Why? Shula had a point. Why would they want shares in some... random farm up north.
I know.
It's different for us. We're farmers, and they are not.
No.
There's always been a tension.
Well, at times, yeah.
But it's always been down to you. To us. The future of Brookfield.
Yeah.
It's a fresh start for all of us.
Yes.
You should be pleased you've been able to do that for them all.
Yeah, I know I should be. It just seems so final. Cutting all the ties with the family.
It is final. We didn't want it to be that way, but...
No, I know. No, take no notice of me.
I don't want you to be unhappy about this.
No, I'm not, honestly.
To me, it's another sign that we're doing absolutely the right thing.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Oh, now, that's my email, isn't it?
You're never going to get used to your new phone.
It's got so many ringtones for different things. It's confusing. It's Brian.
Right. Well, what does he want?
Hi, David. Just wondered if you'd got a date for the telephone auction yet. Could you let me know?
Oh, dear. I'd sort of forgotten about him.
Oh, so had I with all this family stuff. Oh, love, what am I going to say to him?
You all right, Gran?
Yes, thank you. I've got more used to seeing him like this.
Yes.
He just looks so old, Tom. Suddenly so old.
I know. I thought that.
And like his dad. I could never really see Jack in him before, but now...
Oh, I'm sorry, Gran.
Do the doctors think... I mean, can he hear us?
Oh, yes. He's not in a coma.
It's just he's lying so still.
Oh, he can hear. I had quite the conversation with him last week.
Yes, I remember. And he squeezed your hand.
Very gently, yes. I'm not sure he's up to that now.
No.
But he can definitely hear us.
I'd like to talk to him. Would you mind leaving us alone?
Oh, of course not.
Are you sure?
It's fine. I'll go and get a coffee. Do you want anything?
No, thank you. Take as long as you like.
I will. I'll check on Mum.
Oh, Tony. I don't know where to start. I'll try not to tire you out. I just wanted to say I love you. I've always loved you. It may not have seemed like that sometimes. Maybe I was overcritical. I think I was. But I always had your best interests at heart. I didn't want to see you repeat your father's mistakes. Maybe I thought about that too much. But Jack wasn't much of a husband to me. And he was a terrible father to you and the girls. I used to feel guilty I'd married him, put you all through it. And I'm so sorry for what he did to you. But I can't blame your father for everything. The thing I'm most sorry for, the thing that's breaking my heart, is the wrong I did you. I should never have left you out of my will. It's the most bitter regret of my life. I did honestly think I was building the future of Bridge Farm, but I got too caught up in my own plans. I should have realized how much it would hurt you. I saw you lose, John. I watched you go through that pain. You were so brave. If I lose you now, I don't think I can be that brave. I don't think I shall be able to bear it. I pray God won't ask it of me. But if he does, I want you to know this. You couldn't have been a better son to me, Tony. My precious, precious boy. And no mother could have loved a son more than I love you.
I hope I haven't come at an inconvenient time. I didn't mean to drive Jennifer away.
Oh, you didn't? No, she wanted to ring Peggy anyway.
I know, I should have phoned.
No, that's fine. Look, I was just having a coffee. Do you want one?
No, thanks. I'm all right. I wanted to let you know as soon as possible about the auction.
Oh, that's kind. I didn't mean to pressurise you.
Oh, that's all right.
But Jenny fancies going to one of these Christmas markets. Prague, I think. I didn't want her to book anything until we had a date.
Oh, I see.
So if you don't know yet, maybe you could chase Rodway's, if you wouldn't mind.
I do know.
Oh, well, that's good. When is it?
Well, Brian, I want you to be the first to know.
What?
I should have told you sooner. There isn't going to be an auction.
What's happened? What, you decided not to sell after all?
No, no, no. We're still selling, but we shan't be going to auction. We've received a quite extraordinary offer. But, Brian, I was assuming you knew about it.
Me? Why should I know about it?
Because it's from Damara.
You're selling Brookfield to Damara?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's the last thing I expected you to say.
Yeah, I'm sure it must be. It is a life-changing sum. I don't think anyone could top it.
And we're not going to get the chance to find out.
I don't want to waste your time.
Thank you.
I'm sorry it's such a shock. I thought you might have heard it was something Justin was thinking about.
No, I haven't. Well, I can't pretend I'm not disappointed.
Yeah, you must be. I am sorry.
I don't suppose such a good opportunity to expand Home Farm is going to come again in my lifetime.
We had to think about our future too, Brian.
Yeah, of course you did. Well, I just hope whatever price Justin offered you will ensure that it's a good one.
Oh, it will.
Really? Well, can I be very un-British and ask how much?
So good of you to do this, Clave.
Oh, that's all right.
And Akira's cold's got so much worse in the night. So when the doctor said they could fit us in this morning...
Well, you were lucky to get an appointment. Everyone seems to be down with something.
Yeah. Well, that's why I don't want to take Georgie with me. He's not as bad as Kira, and I don't want him picking up anything else.
Can I have a drink, please, Mum? My throat's...
Of course you can, Lev. I've just put the kettle on.
And how are you feeling, Georgie?
Bad. I'm just as ill as Kira.
No, you're not.
I am.
Perhaps your mum had better take you to the doctors and all.
Then your grandma can get back to her work.
Oh, what a shame. I was so looking forward to playing some board games with you. Still, if you're really ill...
I'll be all right when I have a drink.
Well, go and get back into the duvet then. I'll bring it through.
You looking forward to the children's service at the church, Georgie?
Yes, I'm going to be a wise man.
Oh, I thought you were a shepherd again.
No, they changed it.
Oh.
And Kira's only a snowflake.
She'll be very good. Go on, get back to your DVD.
All right.
Well, someone's pleased. He'll be a lovely wise man.
Oh, I will. If he sticks to his lines. He keeps improvising.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Who's playing Mary?
Tilly Button.
After what she got up to when she was May Queen?
Apparently it's typecasting. Alan reckons Mary was a bit of a rebel too.
Really? Well, I can see it's going to be an interesting production.
How's Peggy, Jenny?
Oh, she's not good. Not good at all.
Seeing Tony really shook her up, didn't it?
It's not just that. The news this morning, well...
The antibiotics aren't working?
No. So they've got to take cultures from the infection to see exactly what kind they need to use and...
Well, at least they've got an option.
All that will take time, Brian, and... Well, Mum doesn't seem to think that Tony's got much of that to spare.
Oh, darling.
I'm sorry. But it's been going on for such a long time. It never gets any better.
Well, isn't that a good sign? I mean, Tony's still with us.
Just about.
He's a stubborn cuss. He won't give up.
And I just hope he's got some fight left in him. Anyway, what did David want?
I hardly dare tell you.
Why? What's happened?
More bad news. Though I suppose no one's at death's door.
Brian, what are you talking about?
David and Ruth are going to sell Brookfield to Damara Capital.
What?
David and Ruth are going to sell Brookfield to Damara Capital. The auction's off and we're out of the picture.
But they can't do that.
Well, apparently they can. Justin Elliott made them an offer they couldn't refuse.
How much?
$7.5 million.
What?
Yeah. Can't think what possessed him to offer so much above the estimated price. At least I don't like to.
Oh, it's not worth anything like that.
Not as a farm, no.
Then what's he going to do with it?
I've no idea. I mean, you'd think I might have heard something about it on the BL grapevine, but no.
Oh, Brian.
I know.
What were David and Ruth thinking? How could they?
I imagine the money made it easier.
Well, it would take more than $7.5 million to make me betray my community or give up my principles.
Well, we all like to think that, Jenny, but until someone offers us that sort of cash...
Well, you wouldn't do it either, would you? Whatever you say, you wouldn't sell Home Farm.
No one's putting a road through it.
No one's putting a road through Brookfield yet. We can still stop that if we all stick together.
Well, they might have made that a little bit more difficult.
Well, yeah, of course they have. How could they let us down like this? The whole village.
David said they'd got to think about their future.
Oh, well, that's easy for them to say. They'll be sitting pretty in some idyllic farm in the northeast when we're suffering God knows what horrors on our doorstep.
Exactly. Pull up the ladder, Jack.
How can they do this to Ambridge?
I mean, I'm more concerned about what it's going to do to Home Farm.
Well, of course you are, darling. You and Adam had such plans.
We can throw those out of the window.
Oh, poor Adam. Oh, he's going to be devastated when he finds out.
He is.
Maybe they won't be able to do it. Brookfield doesn't just belong to them. Shula and Kenton and Elizabeth can't be happy about this, or at least not all of them. And even if only one of them digs in his heels...
But they haven't.
Well, you can't know that already.
I do. I asked David. They all want to take the money and run.
He's going to buy them out.
Yeah, well, he can afford to do it now.
All of them? Even Shula?
Shula was first.
I don't know what to say. Oh, Brian, you think you know people.
Is she awake?
Just about. I'll give her another 5 minutes and then we really will have to make a move.
With George okay?
Yeah, he's been having a bit of a nap as well.
Well, you sit down for 5 minutes then. You look as if you could do with a bit of a rest yourself.
Oh, well, I didn't get much sleep last night, that's for sure.
Don't suppose you did.
I hope they're going to be okay for Friday. They're so looking forward to the lights being switched on.
Oh, never mind the lights. I haven't bought a single present yet. Where does the time go?
Oh, search me. It'll be 2 years since me and Ed moved in with Mum and Dad. That was only meant to be for a few weeks.
It still gets Edward down, doesn't it? You not being able to afford a place of your own.
Yeah. But, well, at least he's not so worried about the business. Now Mike's decided he won't sell. Well, not unless he can get someone to take the whole lot on.
Tis good of Mike.
So that's a bit of breathing space. But, well, it doesn't stop Ed feeling like a failure.
A failure? He's a hero. He saved Henry's life and Tony's too.
You don't have to convince me, Clavvy.
If still being at your mum's is getting him down, have you thought any more about Eddie's idea?
Well, it would be wonderful. But you know what things are like between Will and Ed.
I know William's getting really fed up with one the green being empty.
Fed up enough to let it to his brother.
And give George a proper home?
Oh, yeah, I know.
No harm in trying, is there?
I still can't take it in.
I know.
I'm so sorry, darling. I know what a blow this must be for you.
Not just for me, Mum.
Hey, it's certainly back to the drawing board where Home Farm's concerned.
That land would have made such a difference.
Instead, we've got the same old problem. Yeah. As if we can't find ways to bring in more income, we're going to have to let Jeff or Andy go in the new year.
Mm. Oh, dear.
And I'll have to go cap in hand to RB Farming.
Darling, surely it won't come to that.
I don't see who else is going to give me work.
There's no need to panic.
No, no, you see, we're all still in shock.
Yes, when we've had time to think it through.
Well, we had time before, and buying the Brookfield land was the best idea we came up with.
Whichever way you look at it, they've let us all down.
Not just David and Ruth. Wait till I see Charlie.
Well, you think it was his idea?
Oh, I didn't mean that, but he must have known about it when we had that lunch.
They're as bad as each other.
He must have been laughing up his sleeve all the time. He must think I'm such a fool.
Join the club. The BL board clearly thinks I'm an idiot too.
Well, at least Justin and Charlie are incomers. And we know Ambridge is just a cash cow to them, but... David and Ruth. Well, I thought better of them. I thought they would at least try to do their best for the village.
Well, I thought better of Charlie.
And I thought my experience counted for something.
Well, they've behaved badly, of course, but they're not family. David and Ruth were in from the start of the anti-road campaign, and they've supported it all the way.
Until Justin Elliott stopped their mouths with gold.
Oh, well, I can't believe it. Really, I can't.
I'm sure they did support it then. I mean, maybe they still do.
Yeah, what's that old saying? Trust no one.
Well, it's not a saying. It's from I, Claudius, actually.
I trust you to know that, darling.
Yes, well, now I understand why you said it.
Yeah, true to form, Mum. Never lost for an appropriate literary parallel.
All the good it's done me.
Oh, come on, come on. Things could be worse. We have to keep this in proportion.
Yes. Yes, we do. It's nothing compared to poor Tony.
Yeah, and we can trust someone, Mum. We can trust each other. We'll get through this.
Yes, we will. We'll show those Brookfield archers what family solidarity really means.
I wish Mum hadn't asked us to Brookfield.
She said it was easier if we came to her. She wants to see Auntie Peggy this afternoon.
Just seems a bit awful to let her give us lunch and then tell us something she's not going to like.
Oh, we didn't have any choice. We had to get on with it. Now Brian knows about Damara's offer.
Yeah, the news will soon start to spread, won't it?
He's got no reason to keep it quiet. David said he wasn't very happy.
I don't suppose he was. He won't be the only one. Mum can't be, however brave a face she puts on it.
She's decided to move with David and Ruth.
Yes, but do you think she really wants to?
If I'm honest, no. But I'm sure she thinks it's the right thing to do. David's facing such a crisis.
Yes, you're right, of course. She always did support the one in the most trouble. Well, I should be glad when this lunch is over.
Hi, Helen. Hi. Do you want a sandwich?
No, thanks. Need to get on. Lots to do in the dairy.
You could take it with you.
But I wouldn't have time to eat it, Tom. We're still catching up from Clary being off yesterday morning.
I thought she worked late to make up for it.
She did.
Everyone's doing their best.
Yeah, I know, but it disrupted the routine, so I'd like to get back on track today.
Well, you've still got to eat.
I'll have something later.
You've got to look after yourself, Helen.
You're one to talk.
I am. I'm just going to put some healthy salad in my ham sandwich.
Well, you're eating, but you were up till all hours sorting out the paperwork.
I can't sleep when I do go to bed. Might as well use the time to do something.
Did Mum manage to get some rest?
Out like a light. She's exhausted.
All the travelling doesn't help.
There's not much any of us can do while they grow these cultures, is there?
No. Is there any news? I left my phone at home this morning.
They want to get this stronger antibiotic into him as soon as they can.
Yes.
Mum wants me to go and see Gran.
Didn't she phone her?
Yes, but she's so stoical.
Yeah, I know.
Mum wanted me to check how she really is, if she's...
preparing herself for the worst.
Yes.
Tom, I had another reason for popping over.
Oh, yes?
I had a text last night from Kirsty.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a surprise to me, too.
She hasn't been in touch while I was away.
Oh, no, I would have told you.
So, what did she want?
She heard about Dad and wanted to say she was thinking of us.
Did you tell her I was back?
Of course. She said that must be a comfort to Mum. Mmm. This is very civilised, Mum. Having an aperitif before lunch.
Nice, isn't it? I just thought it would be nice to have a leisurely start.
It is. Have you heard from Ruth?
Yes. Heather's much better.
Oh, good.
She's getting a lot of help, of course, but she's managing. She was quite cheerful, Ruth said. Things do seem to be coming together up there. Down here, well, that's a bit more complicated.
Yes. That's really why we wanted to see you today.
To make them less complicated.
You want to tell me what you've decided to do about your shares in Brookfield?
Well, yes.
Honestly, Mum, I've really thought about this.
So have I.
It truly wasn't an easy decision,
It's all right, darling. You want to take your money out, I'm sure.
Well, yes.
I thought you would.
Did you? What, because of last time?
No. This is entirely different.
Well, I think so.
You've got Freddie and Lily to consider now. And all the responsibility of Lower Loxley on your shoulders alone.
Yes.
And I hope you feel you can support Elizabeth in this, Shula.
Oh, yes, I do.
I thought you must, as you've come together. Deciding to sell Brookfield was a difficult decision for David and Ruth.
With consequences for everyone.
Yes. And then this offer from Justin Elliott. It's been a turbulent time.
It has.
And I didn't want to have to referee a family argument. Or people making different decisions to cause rifts.
But I haven't made a different decision, Mum. I want my shares out too.
Oh. Oh, I see.
David and Ruth are using the money to start a new life in the Northeast. This is our opportunity to start a new life here.
I suppose it is.
Me with the stables and Kenton with the bull.
Kenton wants his money too.
Yes. He asked us to tell you.
You must have expected that, surely.
Well, yes, I did. So you're all cutting your ties with the family farm?
But it's not the family farm anymore, is it, Mum? That was here, at Brookfield.
Of course we had ties to Brookfield. It's where we grew up. But if that's gone...
But David and Ruth will try to recreate that.
We realise you must feel differently about it.
You're going with them.
Well, yes, but to try to help
them... It's all right. We can see that's your way of carrying on the tradition.
Maybe it was always a bit odd that we had shares in the farm when we're not farmers.
It meant a lot to your father. And it was only right to keep the farm and family together.
David and Ruth think the only way to keep on farming is to sell up here.
Yes, but...
But that doesn't just change everything for them.
No. Once Brookfield's gone, well, it changes everything for us too.
Helen, have you got a minute?
Only a minute. What's up?
I'm going over to Gran's after I fed the pigs.
Oh, give her my love.
Only there's some garbled message on the answer machine about a feed delivery.
Oh, really?
I don't know what it can be. I haven't ordered anything. Have you?
No, I haven't.
No. I suppose Dad might have, way back.
Yep, maybe.
Anyway, if it comes while I'm gone, can you sort it out?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
So Tom's going to pop in later to give me an update. It must be desperately worrying for you. I try not to think about it too much. How can you not? I've got to keep strong, for Tony's sake. I don't know how you do it. We have to, don't we? David and Ruth selling Brookfield. That's not going to be easy for any of you. No. You've heard, then? Jennifer told me. Oh, don't worry. I'm sure she and Brian will be discreet. They've got no reason to be. They must be very disappointed. Brian's a businessman. I expect he'd have sold to the highest bidder too. Maybe. But Jennifer, well, she's always had unrealistic expectations of human nature. Oh dear. I don't want this to cause any upset in the family. And you won't be here to see it if it does. Oh, Peggy! I didn't mean to sound harsh. I was just being realistic.
Sorry. Julia and Elizabeth came to see me today to tell me they were taking their money out of Brookfield. Kenton too.
David can afford that, can't he?
Probably. I just hadn't thought all three of them would do it. I thought one of them would still want to stake in the family farm.
When it's so far away.
That's what Shula said.
She was being realistic too.
It made me feel as if I was abandoning them.
You must have thought all that through when you decided to go with David and Ruth.
That's what I had. But the consequences seem endless.
Maybe it's better like this. A clean break. No complications.
Do you think so?
I can only say I bitterly regret trying to do clever things with my will.
You wanted the best for the younger generation.
I thought so.
Well, that can't be wrong.
It can if you don't consider the effect on the rest of the family. At least it did in my case.
Oh, Peggy.
How could I not have seen what it would do to Tony? Of course it made him feel overlooked and left out and a failure.
You couldn't be responsible for how he reacted.
I can. I'm his mother. I should have known. Of course he'd try and prove himself to be as good a farmer as Tom.
You mustn't blame yourself.
That's why he bought those cows. And I set that competition up.
You didn't.
I did. I put that bull in the yard with him, Jill. And if Tony doesn't get through this, if he... How can I ever forgive myself?
Oh, Peggy, don't. Please don't. It's not your fault. Of course it isn't.
The door was on the latch. Gran, what's the matter? What's happened?
It all just got a bit too much for her.
Can I do anything?
No, thank you. I just need to... I'll go wash my face. I'll be all right.
Shall I come with you?
No, I'll be better on my own. Don't worry.
What happened?
She thinks... I'm afraid she thinks Tony's accident was her fault.
But that's ridiculous. How could it be?
Because of her will. She thinks he bought the cows to prove something.
Oh, we could all blame ourselves. I do. If I hadn't gone away...
No, Tom, there's no point in thinking things like that.
I had no idea Gran felt like this. She's been so brave.
At a cost. To be honest, I think she's near breaking point.
What on earth are they doing here?
Oh, Tom.
Potatoes.
Stock feed.
Dad never ordered those, surely?
No.
And I'm sure Mum wouldn't have. Why did you let them leave them?
Because I think Rob ordered them.
Rob did?
I think so.
But why would he do that? We don't feed spuds.
He did mention that he thought we could, but I...
He discussed it with you?
As a general idea for the non-forage part of the ration, he thought it would bring down feed costs.
But that's not the way we do things. Dad's not into that kind of beef.
I did make that point.
But he still went ahead and ordered it?
Well, I didn't know he had. Tom...
I see.
It's been a bit chaotic. There's just so much to do.
I appreciate that. I'm sure Rob's been a great help.
Oh, he has. I don't know what we would have done without him.
I'm very grateful. But ordering the feed, well, that's something I should take on now.
He probably just wanted to save us time and money. He's got our best interests at heart. Please don't be cross with him.
I'm not in a position to be cross with anyone. I've caused trouble with the feed ordering myself, after all.
Yeah.
So there won't be any arguments.
Good.
We've got more important things than a load of potatoes to worry about at the moment, haven't we?
I'm sorry to spring it on you, Linda.
To be honest with you, Alice, I really don't think I need an assistant director.
Well, everyone else thought you did.
Oh, really? May I ask why?
They don't want you exhausting yourself.
Well, I've never had one before, and I seem to have managed.
Ah, but you weren't playing a major role in the production before.
Oh, I suppose that's true. But even so...
You can't be expected to do everything yourself, multi-talented though you are.
I suppose if you put it like that...
I do. It's not fair to you.
Perhaps some of the finer points of the production are a little behind schedule.
Not just the finer points.
Neil and Robert are doing a great job on the set.
They're certainly perfectionists.
Of course, there is such a thing as being too perfect. I mean, checking the mantelpiece with a spirit level. And we haven't even got a gramophone yet. And that's an essential part of the plot.
Oh, well, Fallon's looking for one.
Well, it's got to be a wind-up one. I'm hoping for a proper cabinet.
There are more important things missing from the production than a 40s gramophone. We haven't even cast the leading role yet.
Some might argue that was Madame Arcotti.
That must be our priority. We're probably going to have to replace Helen.
Oh, dear. That's my greatest fear.
Yeah, they're really worried about Tony. I mean, how can she possibly sit down and learn lines?
Well, yes, it's a big part.
So, if we may be about to lose one of our leading ladies, we really must find ourselves a leading man.
Need any help with that?
Oh, hi, Rob. I didn't expect to see you today.
Well, I'm taking some time off in lieu before Christmas complicates things.
Helen said you were going hunting.
Yeah, I thought I might be more use here.
That's nice of you.
You heard about the incident with the fox last week?
Helen mentioned it, yes.
Takes a bit of the pleasure out of it for me. Looking out for the cameras trained on our every move.
Ah, the Sabs?
Yeah. They've got us in their sights now.
Well, they're hunting you.
In a way, I suppose. But they're acting within the law as well.
Well, they've got their point of view.
Well, it was their own video that proved our point last week.
Well... Anyway, thanks for coming over again.
Oh, believe me, putting carrots and parsnips in boxes is just the sort of soothing, mindless activity I need at the moment.
Thanks. And there is something I'd like to discuss with you, actually.
Oh, well, okay, let's get stuck into this first, shall we? Then we can talk over a nice hot drink.
Hi, Will.
Emma, what are you doing out here?
Looking for you.
Well, it's not George, is it? Has his cold got worse?
No, he's a lot better. Sorry, I didn't mean to frighten you. I did try your mobile.
Oh, you can't get a signal up here?
I just wanted to have a quick chat.
What about?
Number one, the green.
I really don't see the necessity.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
Not that desperate. They're our arch rivals.
Well, all the more reason to take advantage of the situation.
What situation?
The Floss Christmas production isn't going well at all, apparently.
Oh, I could have told them season's greetings was a very ambitious choice for them.
The new director is certainly ruffling a few feathers. Some of their leading lights are on the point of walking out.
Just a minute. How do you know all this?
Well, a friend at work's mum is their wardrobe mistress.
Oh, yes. Mm. They're always the first to pick up on the gossip. Look at Susan.
Well, exactly. The horse's mouth.
But I still don't see what relevance this has to us. We don't want Flop's cast-offs.
Not even Douglas Harrington?
Douglas is thinking of leaving.
Well, so I hear. And he's their leading man, isn't he?
He thinks he is. Oh, no, Alice. You are not seriously thinking Douglas could join our company.
Oh, I thought I might test the waters.
Oh.
My friend's mum's arranged for me to meet him.
Has she indeed?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Well, we need to move quickly. We don't want someone else to snap him up.
I'm by no means convinced we need to snap him up at all.
Well, my friend's mum is going to be there. It's all going to be quite casual.
Is she?
Mm. Mm.
Well, I suppose you could ask her if she's got any costumes we can borrow.
Well, that's a brilliant idea, Linda. I will. Yeah,
but
of course.
You are to make Douglas no offers whatsoever without consulting me first.
No.
I don't like to pull rank, Alice, but you are only the assistant director.
Oh, that's better. So, what did you want to talk to me about?
No big deal. Just about the feed for the cattle. You ordered some stock feed potatoes?
Yes, I did. Have they come?
Yesterday. I just wanted to let you know, we won't be using them.
Oh, why not? They're organic. It's within the rules.
Dad does grass-fed beef, not the other sort. I'm sure you meant it for the best.
Oh, I didn't think it would hurt to be a bit flexible.
Of course, I can see that. It's just not the way we do things.
Well, someone had to order the feed.
Yes, and we're very grateful for your help. But now I'm back.
Right. Well, if that's the way you see it.
No hard feelings, I hope.
No.
Were there any other decisions you made, just so they don't come as a surprise to me?
I don't think so. Nothing major.
Fine. Just thought I'd check.
Well, there were the cows.
What about the cows?
I probably should have mentioned it, but we've been so busy.
Yes, of course. I mean, you can tell me now.
Well, I've arranged for half a dozen of the Angus cows to go. I think it's time. We've got some good replacements.
Okay.
So I thought we might try a few Simmentals. I've got us a good deal from a guy I know.
You ordered Simmentals?
Mm-hmm. They're good cattle. And like I said, it was a good deal.
You don't call that a major decision?
Not really.
Dad set up an Angus herd. What made you think you could change it?
I thought I could make it more profitable.
Well, that's something for my dad to decide, and at the moment, he can't.
I was only trying to act in his best interests.
Thanks, Rob. But it wasn't your call.
If you say so. But you weren't here, of course.
Helen was. Mum was. I appreciate your interest, Rob, but it's not your herd. All right?
Well, it's done now. You'll be able to see if I'm right.
No, we won't. I'll be cancelling the order.
Oh.
I want my dad to come back to a herd he'll recognise.
I'm surprised you even thought I'd consider it.
Why? Why shouldn't I?
You and I both know there's no way you can afford to pay the rent. Not with the uncertainty about Ed's business.
Maybe not in the long term, but I'm only asking you to consider a short-term let.
How short?
6 months, maybe. We'd certainly know what was happening with the business by then.
But I'm not looking for a short let.
Why not? It's better than leaving it empty. Where else are you going to find tenants at this time of year?
Look, I don't want to let to just anyone. I need people I can trust.
You can trust us?
You maybe. With money anyway. But Ed...
Well, you can't trust Ed. After what he's just done. He's saved Tony's life.
Yeah. No, he did great. But that doesn't mean he'll be able to pay the rent.
He's a local hero. People might think you'd be proud to give him a helping hand when he needs it.
Yeah?
He's your brother.
I wouldn't play the family card if I were you, Em.
Why not? You and Ed aren't the only members of the family. There's your mum and dad.
Well, what have they got to do with it?
But it was Eddie's idea in the first place.
Was it?
And your mum encouraged me to talk to you.
Oh, I bet she did.
And then there's George.
I thought he'd come into it.
It would be such a wonderful Christmas present for George. He'd be so grateful to you.
You've thought of everything, haven't you?
I'm just stating the facts. And I was hoping...
What?
I was hoping you might see a way to lowering the rent a bit too. To give George a proper home with me.
You're a very clever woman. But then you always were.
So?
Oh, go on. I suppose 6 months can't hurt.
Oh, well, thank you. That's really kind of you.
A proper contract, mind.
Yeah.
And I want a month's rent in advance.
Yeah, that won't be a problem. They're all going to be so excited when I tell them.
But Ed doesn't know about this, then?
There wasn't anything to know, was there, till I'd spoken to you? So, when can I pick up the keys?
Ruth, how are you?
Oh, hi, Linda.
And how is poor Heather?
I'm just back from a visit.
Oh.
She's improving, thanks. But she'll be much better when we're on her doorstep.
Well, I can see she might be hoping for that. Poor you, it's a long way.
Yeah.
And there's so much pressure on everyone at this time of year.
I know. How do people get their cards done so early? Every time I open one, I feel guilty. As for presents...
Oh, yes. I'm wrapping this weekend.
Wrapping?
Well, when you run a Christmas show, Ruth, you soon learn you have to stay ahead. But, Ruth, It'll be a sad day for Ambridge if you do have to go.
Sad for us too. But it's inevitable now.
Oh, don't say that.
I know it's very disappointing after all our hard work.
We're not beaten yet. Oh, of course you won't have heard the results of our traffic survey.
No, I haven't.
Well, it doesn't look to us as if the traffic has increased at all.
Oh, I see. Well, I'm sure you did your best to be accurate. But they're not official figures, are they?
Well, they're certainly good enough to force the council to do a proper survey, which clearly they never did before.
So is that what's going to happen?
Well, we certainly hope so. And it gives us enough evidence to think about a legal challenge.
Does it?
Oh, yes. We're seeing Usha next week. She's very committed to the task in hand. A fully paid-up member of SAVE. So she's giving us her advice.
Yeah.
Come along if you like.
I don't think that would be appropriate.
But this is all about you and Brookfield Farm.
Yeah, so I know Justin Elliott is a very formidable opponent.
Well, I think he'll find he's met his match in us. Though I agree he'll stoop to any despicable dirty tricks to get his way.
He's just a businessman, Linda.
It's not the way I would conduct business.
I don't think it's personal.
But it is, Ruth. I'm sorry to have to tell you this. But he's even put this ridiculous rumour about that you and David are selling Brookfield to Damara Capital. Oh. Isn't that laughable? Who did he think was going to believe that? Ruth?
Well...
Ruth, you can't mean... Are you telling me that it's true?
Yeah.
Oh, Ruth. Oh, no. What have you done?
Oh. Hi, Adam.
Charlie.
You ready for the Christmas jollities?
Not as ready as I might be.
Don't you have to switch on the lights at your cottage?
I'm part of the sequence, yes.
Oh, very quaint.
It's an Ambridge tradition.
That's great. You know, I love Christmas. Cards, mistletoe, turkey, the works. It's the best time of year.
And I suppose Damara has found a way to sponsor some of this.
Yes, actually. We're paying for the silver band.
Christmas every day with Justin Elliott.
You don't seem in a very festive mood.
No. I don't suppose the rest of the village will be when word gets out that they're buying Brookfield.
Ah. You know.
I do now. I should fasten your seatbelt. You may be in for a bumpy ride.
I don't see why.
You don't see why?
It's just a business decision. There's nothing sinister about it.
Well, forgive me if I can't be quite that detached.
Oh?
I expect a lot of people will be sorry.
Adam, what are you saying?
With Justin Elliott paying that grossly inflated price for a bit of arable, God knows what the farm will look like in a few years' time.
You were interested, weren't you? At Home Farm? You were going to put in a bid.
Even if we were, it's irrelevant now.
Right.
I had no idea Damara were going to get that far. What is it all about, Charlie?
Well, that's for Justin to decide. And the board.
Thought we were friends or something.
Look, I hope so. I don't see what that's got to do with it.
You must have known this was on the cards when we had our nice, cosy lunch together.
It was being discussed, yes, but what I knew was completely confidential.
So your loyalty to your boss comes before everything else?
In business matters, yes.
I suppose I was naive.
I have never pretended to be anything I'm not.
I thought you had a little more understanding of how things work around here. I even thought you took a genuine interest in our community.
I do.
No. No, we're just numbers on a balance sheet. All means to an end.
You're looking at this the wrong way. Our plans will immensely benefit the community.
Oh, I doubt that. But even if it were true, it would just be a byproduct to your real aim.
No. It's an essential part of our thinking.
You want to take control of everything in the village. Brookfield's just the start.
Oh, come on, Adam. Don't you think that's a little melodramatic, not to mention paranoid?
No, I don't.
It's just a business deal.
It's a pattern. Can I make something very clear to you?
Just be my guest.
You're not going to get your hands on Home Farm.
Can I go and get a toffee apple, Mum? You said I could.
Yeah, all right. But be quick. They'll be turning the lights on soon.
And, yeah, get one for your sister. Here you go. Bring me the change.
All right.
Well, he's certainly got his appetite back.
No, he's fine now. He was never as bad as Kira.
Do you think she's warm enough?
Yeah, she's all nicely tucked up in a pushchair.
Oh, she does look cosy.
Maybe we can wake you up when it's time for the lights.
Oh, not long now.
No. It's a pity number one's all dark.
Yeah, it is.
Especially since it's the last in the sequence. Let's go over there, have a closer look.
Yeah, okay. You'd have thought Will would have done something about it.
Well, maybe he has. There we are. Yeah, look at that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are lights up outside. No sign of Will, though.
No. Maybe he's not coming.
Well, there's not much point in putting the lights up if there's no one to switch them on.
But there is.
Oh, we know about this, do we?
I helped Eddie put the lights up.
Well, Dad's going to switch them on. He's cutting a bit fine.
No,
he?
Not Eddie. We are.
We are?
George's. Won't you be thrilled?
Well, you got the keys to the house, have you?
Yeah, of course.
You must have done some sweet talking to get Will to give you the keys to his precious house.
Well, we had to have the keys, Ed. We're going to be living here.
Oh, Linda. Oh, I'm glad I bumped into you.
Everyone's here tonight.
Oh, well, I'm just on my way to Adam's and Brian's coming later.
Robert's here somewhere, trying to get us a couple of hot toddies, I think.
Oh, well, there's quite a queue at the bar. Anyway, before I forget, I've got a message for you from Alice.
Oh, yes, I was expecting to hear from her.
Well, she had a meeting with Douglas Harrington, and he has left a cast of Season's Greetings. Artistic differences.
That covers a multitude of sins.
Or perhaps it was creative.
I imagine he's a very difficult man to work with.
Well, I hope not.
Not fond of taking direction, I suspect.
Well, you will find out soon enough.
I will.
Well, Alice offered him the part of Charles Condamine, and he jumped at it.
What? But I told her to do nothing without consulting me.
Well, she did try, but your mobile switched off, or you were out, or something.
Or something.
Anyway, I'm sure working with Douglas won't be as bad as you think. Alice said he was absolutely charming.
Huh. By the way, have you heard the appalling news about Brookfield?
Oh, that, yes. Yes, I have. And Brian wanted to put a bid in himself.
Oh, Jennifer, I'm so sorry. That would have been ideal if the worst came to the worst.
Well, I know. Brian's furious. Seems Justin had taken half the BL board into his confidence about it, and Annabelle knew, but Brian didn't.
No, really?
Oh, I've rarely seen him so angry.
Well, when Ruth told me, I was literally lost for words.
I'm surprised she could bring herself to admit it.
It just came out. She didn't stay to justify herself.
Well, how could she? Oh, and when I think of the support that she and David apparently gave our committee...
I know. The betrayal, that's the worst.
Oh, we have got to stop this road happening. I was determined before, but now I...
I'm pleased you're so fired up.
Well, I'm inflamed.
And when you have so many other worries at the moment, too. How is Tony?
Oh, well, slightly better news. They've found the right antibiotic to fight the infection.
That's good.
And we just have to hope that it works. But he's hanging on.
Yes, you're a family of fighters.
I hope so. So, I do feel a little bit more ready to celebrate Christmas now, so better go and find Adam.
And I, Robert. It must be nearly time.
So this was your house when you were a little girl?
Yeah, it was.
That's weird.
Well, you go out onto the front path so you can see when they start switching the lights on.
Yeah, but come back to us when they do.
Of course. I've got to switch ours on.
Are you... not happy about this, love?
I'm just trying to get my head round it. It's just Will doing us a favour. You can't blame me for being suspicious.
But he's not. He wants tenants. We want somewhere to rent. He's even agreed to lower the rent a bit, for George's sake.
Well, it's really that simple? Well,
put it this way. Would you rather be a bit beholden to Will or a lot to my mum and dad?
Well, that is a fair point, yeah.
The decision's out of our hands, Ed. Mum won't have a turkey in her garden. I mean, if we don't come, George will move in here himself with Lucky.
Is that the kind of strong-arm tactic you used on Will?
That and a bit of blackmail. Oh, it sounds like they've started.
Not yet.
George!
You're a very clever woman. I don't know what you're doing with me.
I know when I'm well off.
Stop it, we'll miss our turn.
All right, George, you go stand by the switch.
Look, they're all going on, all round the green.
Get ready.
Okay.
And
go!
Go,
go, George, go! Hey, well done, George.
Oh, good boy. Oh, look at them all. How lovely.
That was brilliant. This is going to be the best Christmas ever.
Are you cold, Mum? We could go inside.
Oh, let's wait till Brian comes. I can't think what's keeping him.
Oh, he'll be on the phone, I imagine.
Oh, yes.
Oh, well.
I do have a bit of good news. Kate rang.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Who is she?
Oh, still very worried about Phoebe.
I'm not surprised.
She thinks she ought to be here to support her.
Well, Phoebe would like that. Mm.
Plus, she really wants to talk to Roy and Hayley face to face.
Yeah, there's only so much you can do online.
So, she's going to come for Christmas.
That's brilliant.
Yes. Oh, I am so pleased.
Can she afford to?
Oh, she's going to use some of the money that I gave her.
Ah, John Tregoran's windfall inheritance. Mm-hmm. I'm glad something good's come out of it.
Darling, don't tease.
Sorry. So, how long can she stay?
Oh, at least 3 weeks. Christmas and the New Year.
That's great.
Mm, I know. I hope Debbie can get over as well.
I'm sure she will if Kate's here.
Oh, it'll be lovely. Oh, I can't remember the last time we were all together for Christmas.
No, I missed enough.
Mm, and it's so important that we'll be together with everything else that's going on.
Yeah. Oh, look, here's Brian now.
Darling, we thought you'd got lost.
You missed a big switch on, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's the least of my problems.
All right, Brian. You look terrible.
Yeah, not just because you're standing under a load of green fairy lights.
Do you think we could go in? Do with a whiskey, Adam.
Yeah, of course.
Double, preferably.
What's the matter, darling? What's happened?
I've just resigned from the BL board.
This garden's great. Holly will love it.
Yeah, I'm sure she will.
I'm going to find a good place to put them.
Someone's happy.
Aren't you? Looking at Ambridge all lit up and Christmassy.
Of course I am. Mm. Oh, I can't believe Kira slept through all this.
She's got a lot of sleep to catch up on. It's been a bit of a week.
But you're happy. It's good to see that.
Yeah. I am happy. There's only one thing that would make me happier.
Oh, yeah? What's that? I haven't quite got your Christmas present sorted yet, so...
You don't need to get me anything. You've made me the proudest woman in the village already.
I was just there. Anyone would have done it.
No, they wouldn't. I know how brave you are. You rescued me once, remember?
That was a long time ago.
I don't forget. I've always known how brave you are, and now the whole village knows.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
You're an amazing man, Ed Gwendy. An amazing man and a wonderful father.
Well, that's the best I can do. I try.
And you succeed. And that's why I know you'd be an amazing and wonderful husband too.
You what?
Ed, you know I love you. Will you make me the happiest woman in the world? Will you marry me?
Emma. Yes. 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 Yes.
Thank you.
Is Ambridge your specialist subject? Try the quiz at bbc.co.uk/archers.